Good morning, this is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Lots of things going on at the Extension Office in the next few weeks. We'll update you on a few of those, as well as lots of new resources available to folks if you haven't checked out the Cass County website or the Iowa State University Extension website lately. First of all, we do have the Boots to Heels Conference for Women coming up this Saturday with registration beginning at 8 o'clock. We'll get the conference kicked on off about 9 o'clock and we'll be done about 3 p.m. More information on that can be found on our website, and walk-in registrations the day of the conference are welcome. So if you've got some time this Saturday and have not yet registered, you can register in advance or you can stop in the morning of the conference and get in at the door. $35 fee to register for the Boots to Heels Conference, a full day of breakfast, lunch, 4 breakout sessions, and 2 keynote speakers. Should be a good time for any women in the local area if you're looking for something to do on Saturday morning. Also, another popular conference that we have coming up, always this time of year, the Master Gardeners, the Cass County Master Gardeners, are sponsoring the Atlantic Spring Garden Seminar that will be held on the 16th of March at the Atlantic High School. The registration forms for that are posted on the Cass County Extension website now, as well as a list of all the breakout sessions available throughout the day. You're welcome to head to the Cass County ISU Extension website and print off that form. It's right there at the top of the page. Send that in for your registration. If you did receive a mailed brochure in the past or a postcard, you should also be getting a brochure in the mail here in the next week or so when those get headed out. You can always give our office a call if you have any questions about the Boots to Heels Conference or the Atlantic Spring Garden Seminar. Our number, 712-243-1132. We'd be happy to answer any questions about those upcoming events at the Cass County Extension Office. Some new resources and information online. If you're not familiar with the Iowa Ag Decision Maker tool, that is a website through Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with lots of resources and decision-making tools for local farmers, from spreadsheets to help calculate grain costs, livestock costs, to articles on outlooks and leasing. Lots of good resources. Some updates and things that have been added for the month of February. They have added and updated a payment estimator for the ACRE program, if you're familiar with that. It's a tool to help you make decisions on whether or not the ACRE program may be a good option for your operation. They've added new information on live cattle, feeder cattle, feeder steer, heifer price spread, and lean hog basis. Outlook and prices for historic hog and lamb prices have also been updated for folks who may use that information in their decision-making process. We've got some newsletter articles that have just been updated. A very interesting one, the 2012 Iowa Farm and Rural Life Poll just came out with a new poll on projected direction of land values. That article can be accessed by going to the Iowa State University Extension webpage. Just type Ag Decision Maker in the search version at the top, and you will head straight to the Ag Decision Maker webpage. We've also got a spotlight this month on all of the different resources available on the web through Iowa State University Extension to Ag and Natural Resources. They also have updated files on computing cropland cash rental rate and some more information and updated files on flexible farm lease arrangements. All of that information, again, can be found on the Iowa State University Extension webpage. Just search for Ag Decision Maker, and all those files should be available updated right there at the top as recent updates in February. If you'd like any of that information printed off for you, you can stop by our office or give us a call at the Extension office. We'd be happy to help you out. Also, recently updated on the Extension webpage, many Iowans do start planning their spring and summer gardens months in advance, and ISU Extension and Outreach Horticulture Department has recently updated a number of their garden publications. Most of these are available free for download from the ISU Extension online store. Just go to, again, the ISU Extension homepage, and up at the top you'll want to look for a little tab that says Store, and then you should be able to sort at the top by horticulture interest and find all of the updated publications. So one of the things that you may notice, the updated publications will cover a variety of topics, from vegetable gardening to mulching, flower varieties, and more. These garden publications are a good tool, as is the horticulture hotline. You can call that at any time during their regular business hours for information on horticulture questions, and the information on that phone number, as well as the regular hours, are also on the ISU Extension horticulture page. Also recently updated on the Extension webpage, we've got lots of good information about the best time to prune shrubs. Most spring flowering shrubs, such as lilac and forsythia, should be pruned in late winter to early spring, which would be March through early April. But late pruning will reduce or eliminate the flower display for 2 or 3 years, so you want to make sure and time that correctly. More information, as well as tips and publications on the correct way to prune different kinds of shrubs, is again available on the ISU Extension webpage, or you can certainly always stop by our office, 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds, or give us a call at 243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.